from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The NHL Draft on WGR. Who will the Sabres select?
On behalf of the Buffalo Sabres, proud to select.
Hear it live on the home of the Sabres.
And now, with all the coverage of the NHL Draft, here's your host, Derek Kramer.
Yeah, here's your host, Derek Kramer, who walks away for 10 minutes in the Utah Hockey Club. Makes more aggressive trades than our general manager does. This is awesome. I love sitting back down.
There's another trade to announce, Derek.
Ah! Is it the Sabres?
No.
I'm leaving.
It's the Kings. They've acquired Tanner Jeannot from the Lightning.
Tampa Bay's selling house.
Yeah, they're trying to clear a lot of cap space.
Yeah, he's gone.
Once in my life, I want them to do cool things. Screaming in public right now.
Yeah, the whoever's playing on the 11 day down there on their shift, they're not going to know what's going on up in the press box.
Yeah, they have no idea. Who is this guy and why is he screaming?
Stop yelling. You're going to wake the kids.
The Sabres can't allow me to have peace for once in my life, and I'm going to play in like a couple hours and I'm going to be pissed.
You're going to go out there and score all the goals, though.
Yeah. You're going to be fueled
up. Lay
out
the poor sucker that comes across me first.
Or he's just going to be so tired from yelling and screaming that he's just going to be a snail on the ice.
Derek's going to drop the gloves in a charity hockey
team
event.
And hits, yeah. And I could be traded for a second-round pick. That's awesome.
Yeah. Derek, just drop the gloves in a charity hockey event. You'll never be forgotten. That's all I got to say.
You've already got the claim to fame for your celebration the year before, several years ago. That's already been 5 years ago, right?
Blood pressure's way too high for me to be able to be playing in 3 hours of hockey again.
How's the hamstring?
The Sabres are just hamstring's great. I walked it off. It felt great. I got a nice stretch in. Come back, pissed.
Listen, Tampa Bay.
I hate everything.
In Utah, they're making moves. And listen, as much as I want to be upset, the Sabres front office, they're just not making the moves. You know, it's just like.
I just want to see
another trade. I love how fast the draft's going. I'd like to see the Sabres pick before the third round.
Joe's having fun here. Joe's loving this experience.
I am.
For me, this is like my eighth or ninth draft covering here on WGR. And
this is my first NHL draft I've actually like sat and watched. It's phenomenal how fast it goes. I wish the NFL could follow suit.
And here I am getting indigestion as players are going to get introduced here for the 12 o'clock shift here.
The Lightning have cleared $11.15 million in cap space for next season in a matter of minutes with the Mikhail Sergachev and Tanner Jeannot trades. No salary retained in either case. So Guillaume Brisebois is just...
There goes that pipe dream. Awesome. We're having a ball.
Julien Brisebois is just... He's having a clearing spree to re-sign Steven Stamkos to another 3-year deal that will probably pay him like $8.5 million.
Well, there goes those dreams for any Sabres fans that had those.
I mean, those dreams were ruined in the first place in 2016. I mean,
yeah,
I don't want to have those flashbacks.
The
no
good
flashbacks
news,
on the air.
There's
we
no flashbacks.
That.
There's no flashbacks to
we
that
don't,
anymore.
We don't have to tweet out, so no Stamkos again?
I feel like you can just for the hits. Replay all the hits because that's what the Sabres do here. They trade a second rounder for a fourth liner, and we just go ahead and just get diddly squat.
Apparently, the Panthers and the Maple Leafs are discussing a trade right now with the 58th pick, maybe. I don't know.
Is it going to involve a fourth liner?
Probably not.
I'm
going to become insufferable today.
It's going to be their pick right now for someone who's played in the AHL for 8 seasons. That's what's going to happen, just like the Sabres. Like,
quite literally, the Utah Hockey Club that doesn't have its actual name yet seriously made more of an impact for their fan base right away than the Sabres have been getting for when it comes to trade for the last 4 years?
Can you guys just imagine the hypothetical situation if the Utah Hockey Club makes the Stanley Cup Final in 2025? A team that doesn't even have a nickname makes the Stanley Cup Final.
Honestly, I would be very mad, but it would also be like, okay, this is kind of cool.
I'm just here sitting with a bowl of popcorn watching Derek lose his mind.
Yes. Let's keep making scenarios that makes his blood pressure just keep going up and up and up.
No,
and up and up.
I have to. I need to not die today. And the Sabres are not helping.
Listen, they have 2 picks in the fourth, if I'm not mistaken there.
Yes, yeah.
I wouldn't count out another trade, maybe into the third or into the second with those.
If they have a prospect that they want to go up and get, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
You don't need to make all of these picks.
No.
You do not.
You have the prospect pool to not make all the picks.
But they'll do right. One of those, you know, where they'll trade a sixth-round pick this year for a sixth-round pick next year.
I've got a great idea, guys.
What's the idea?
What's
the big idea?
So let's hear from a draft prospect so that I can calm down a little bit.
All right, let's do that. I'm fine with it.
Yes.
We got Paul Hamilton from Las Vegas.
We have Las Vegas.
Paul, we got you down there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Paul, the Sabres making their selection there with a defenseman, Kleber, there in the second round at pick 42. And I'm losing my marbles over here because teams are making flashier trades.
Yeah. as far as he goes, he's going to be a guy that's going to go to Minnesota Duluth next year. Called himself a two-way defenseman. You're going to hear from him fairly soon. But calls himself a good two-way defenseman. Says he can be physical. He goes, it's something that he would like to be better at being physical.
All right, good.
I was just Florida and Toronto making a trade. I just wanted to make sure.
I was going to say, Paul, the horn's going off. What's happening down there?
I can't hear it because I got my headphones in to talk to you guys. But I think it was picks. I don't think there were regular players involved.
Oh, okay.
But as I said, I couldn't absolutely hear it just because I have the headphones on right now.
Imagine they traded Kyle Okposo. That'd be wild.
Well, he's a free agent. There's no need to trade
him. There's no way.
Oh, my goodness. So, Paul, though, of course, it is getting to be to a point where, we're seeing a little bit of bigger names getting moved around here in trades. So hopefully Buffalo can get caught up in this one as well.
Well, honestly, I'm not interested in defensemen right now. I'm interested in good forwards. Sergachev, he's a very, very good player. And if you wanted to trade Samuelson and somebody else for him or two other guys, that's great. But right now they're fine on defense. And I'm more interested in the forwards.
But, it looks like the Sabres are trying to get a little bit more of that grit, a little bit more of that size when it comes to either immediate acquisitions or even future players here. Because, like you just said, 6'5 with Adam Kleber, who is heading to Minnesota Duluth. So they're trying to add size in a lot of avenues here to where hopefully they can get themselves a little bit more of a complete identity and a little more well-rounded with their roster.
But they can't even be close to being done. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, this offseason, I mean, just, getting a bigger forward, that's great. It got forward hard to play against, that's great. But there's a lot more to be done here. And other teams are doing things. The nice thing is at least we're seeing the trade market opening up a little bit, where it was as tight as a drum last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's the big thing, is that that's that sliver of hope that I'm holding on to here, Paul, is that deals are moving now. People are going to tables, talking, making discussions, creating potential fanfare with trade possibilities here.
Well, people always go to tables. Don't look too much into that. I mean, that's something that happens a lot. So
they're probably planning out where they're heading after the draft is all over, which casino they're heading on the Vegas Strip.
Yeah, where are you going to dinner or whatever? So the one that really you could tell last night was Danny Briere. He kept popping up, sitting down, popping up, and I'm going, something's up here. And and I tweeted that right away, and then all of a sudden people are talking, they are talking trade, and sure enough, that's what they wound up doing. So that was a little bit of an obvious one, but he wasn't, like, going to other teams. He was popping up and talking to different people around his table.
We got to get you a drone, Paul. You're very observant out there, the popping up and popping down. You got to be able to see the entire floor.
I can't see. This is the worst vantage point I've ever seen, because we're not on a riser like we normally are. Everybody just happened to be sitting down so I could see Danny get up. And Danny's not big.
Nope. That's tough to spot.
I could see him get up because other people were sitting down. That's the only reason I could see it. Like, I cannot see anybody at all at the Sabres table. They're too far away. They're blocked by other people.
You didn't have Howard to go with you as your spotter?
Howard's running the drone here. So.
Yeah. No, Howard's probably busy down at the Salem Field working Bison's games. So.
I did a game with Howard. It was fun.
Yeah, I heard about that experience.
2 weeks ago on a Sunday, it was back like our Niagara Falls Rapids days when we did games together, which, by the way, Mr. Senile doesn't remember.
How surprising.
He goes, you did games with me? I go, yeah, I did like 5 games with you. He goes, I don't remember that.
Ouch.
Maybe I gotta go dig out the scorebook or something and show him.
How surprising that Howard doesn't remember something from, 1982.
But he does remember Elmira when I was in Batavia. He remembers that.
I don't know. That's just fun things that you end up remembering.
We love you, Howard. We only poke fun at you because we love you. That's all. Why are they stopping, Paul? Is there another trade coming?
No, we're just waiting. We're just hanging out, waiting for the Nashville Predators.
So they're taking the NFL draft time clock? Is that what they're doing here?
Well, I'm basked in yellow here around me with all the effects and everything that they're doing here, which are very cool. But, we're just waiting on the Predators. And then we're at pick 27 of this round. So this goes fast and furious. I don't get a whole lot of time to talk to you guys because it's like, bang, you make a pick, and then we run upstairs and go talk to that pick, run downstairs, and I get the audio to you so you can play it. And then I look up, and it's like, all the Sabres picking like in 15 picks, and the picks go fast. It's like, okay, we're going to go do it all over again.
Paul, I definitely want to ask you about the Beck-Malenstein trade, just because, the Sabres do need that bottom forward depth that they didn't necessarily have, or maybe didn't like what they had last year. Certainly to give up a pick like 43, maybe a bit steep, but I don't know where you see or where you sit on that trade in terms of, value, or if you have any thoughts on that and the type of player that they got. Just what are your general thoughts overall on the move that Kevin Adams made to go get a guy like Malenstein?
I would say slight overpayment, and I'm fine with it. They have so many prospects and picks and all that. I'm fine with it. Because it's not a huge overpay, but it's slight. I liked him when I saw him in the Calder Cup with the Hershey Bears, when he won it with the Bears.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And last year was his first full year in the NHL. And, did a nice job. I mean, he fits what they need. Is he going to score a bunch of goals? No, he had 6 last year. He had 21 points. Fine. All right, whatever. But what I'm looking for is somebody who plays big, who is big. He's 6'3", 200. Well, we had to wait for the Predators because we had a trade alert here. Let's see.
Where's the horn?
There was no horn.
No horn?
I got you guys.
I'm just making sure there are no... No, it's just picks.
Just picks, okay.
Yeah, so, he was 5th in ice time for penalty killers. He's a guy that's very good on the forecheck. He's a guy that will go to the net. How many players do the Sabres have that will go to the net? He just is one of the guys that they need for the bottom 6. They need some guys like that, and that's why I'm fine with what I feel is a bit of an overpayment. as far as the draft pick goes. You have extra. You still had your second round pick, so you gave up the second round pick, the other one that you had. Fine. I'm fine with that. So he's just one of the guys that they need. They need more. They can't be done yet getting players like that. You know, Tampa's forward would have been nice. You know, that was somebody that was talked about. They weren't able to pull that one. And I was actually trying to see if he had a no movement. I was actually in the middle of that when we started the conversation and never got back to it.
The Predators are trading with the Flyers.
Yes.
So the Flyers are...
I'm sorry, I didn't say the team. Once I hear picks, I just kind of block it out.
The Flyers took Spencer Gill, by the way, a defenseman. So.
And then we got the Hurricanes on the clock at 60. Sabres are within... What's their next pick? 70?
76.
76? So within 20 picks now. Here we go.
It'll be here sooner than you realize.
Yeah, I know.
By the time you hear from Kleber, we'll almost be ready to make another pick and talk about that.
Yeah. By the way, Paul, you had said it. You wanted to look up if Tanner Jeannot had that no move. He has a modified no trade.
And there you go.
And it does kick in July 1st.
Oh, it hasn't kicked in yet. Okay.
Correct.
That's what I wanted to know. So he would have had no choice if the Sabres, you know, no choice in the matter if the Sabres would have wanted to go in that direction, which I certainly wouldn't have minded.
Yeah.
I'd be more upset with that than Sergachev, and not that I think Sergachev is a bad player. I don't at all. It's just she knows more of the player Buffalo needs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you said, the defenseman thing is one thing, but I am kind of impressed. Paul, what is your take on Utah getting aggressive here with their first moments in a new location? They're now no longer playing the NHL salary cap floor game.
Well, Arizona, when they were Arizona, mm-hmm. you know, they've got Keller. You know, they've got some decent players there at Cooley. And I think they look at it that, you know, kind of the same way the Sabres are looking at it. Okay, we've got this stable of guys now. Now we've got to add to it. We've got to help these guys out and become a better team to mix in with the guys that we have. People were talking about, well, maybe the Sabres could get Keller. If I'm Utah, I have no desire to trade Keller whatsoever. You know, because I think Arizona is good enough to take the next step, and I think he would need to be part of that next step.
Instead, they elect to trade Connor Geeky, who was a former teammate of Matthew Savoy and was also a fellow first-round pick in 2022. So the Arizona Coyotes are utilizing some of their past draft capital, some high draft capital, to go get a very good defenseman who had some injury problems last year, but has proven to be capable of being a top four, even a top two defenseman at the top level.
No, absolutely. So, you know, that's what I see there. And I'm sorry, I get distracted about what's going on. I keep pulling my headphone off to think, is that a trade or here or there? So
yeah,
I apologize when I get distracted here.
Chaos.
I'm doing
silly
three things
drones
at once. And I'm waving to drones and trying to figure out, is there a trade being made? Trying
chaos
to concentrate with you guys. You got to remember, I'm not as old as Howard, but, you know, he's got 30 years on me. But, you know, I'm getting senile, too.
Please clip that one. That's a Paul intro in the future, I might say. But, Paul, of course, with the chaos of the sphere, though, it's just one of these things where hopefully the Sabres are not
and
done
here we
trying
go
to make moves.
There another
it is.
Trade.
There's another trade horn.
That's a different horn.
Hold on.
I heard Carolina's trading their pick.
No.
Blue Jackets.
It's just picks again.
Yep.
Carolina.
Yep. Carolina trading with Columbus. All picks.
I heard pick 60 and pick 69. So that's what I got out of the background there. There's obviously probably more going on. But, Paul, it's got to be a chaotic thing to be a part of with the sphere.
Oh, it's fun, though. I'm not complaining at all. I love it. I love it.
We need a trade horn, guys.
Yeah, so don't take it that I'm complaining whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm enjoying it immensely. I just didn't want you to think, well, he's not paying attention to us. What's wrong with this idiot?
You're just doing your job. That's all.
Yeah. I'm just trying to listen in 9,000 different directions here. So, why don't I take off, and you guys can listen to the interview and do your thing.
Sounds good, Paul.
I was just going to say that. We can give you at least one less problem to worry about for the moment.
But it's a good problem, and we'll be back.
All right. Sounds good. That's Paul Hamilton live from what I'm going to now call Chaos Sphere from Las Vegas.
Lots of good info coming out of there.
No,
it's cool to see on the screen the big goalie net appear through the sphere with the horn like a puck went in. Because the puck shows up on a big trade alert thing. So it's pretty cool.
No, yeah, and Paul being able to help give a nice little inside of the atmosphere there, too, is a nice little perspective there that we're not going to be able to have. But also, Brayton, you mentioned it, that Utah went ahead and traded one of their younger players in Geeky, and I have indigestion again.
Well, don't do that to yourself.
It's just making me mad again.
I know. It's probably making a lot of people mad, but
I know.
There's nothing you can do to control it, Derek. You shouldn't be doing this to yourself before you're set to go play another 3 hours on the ice. This is what, your ninth shift already?
I'm only doing two.
Okay, all right.
So I'm not Lesikowski, who is, by the way, refereeing right now.
Oh, really?
Mike Lesikowski. Yeah.
Mike Lesikowski's out there refereeing. He's got that Jofa on right now.
Phantom tripping calls all over the ice.
So it's surprisingly low scoring. He's calling a tight game.
Does Mike know what interference is? Can you ask him that?
I will, eventually.
Thank you. Thank you.
But that said, I don't think I'm getting him here on the air. He's going to be busy refereeing.
That's fine as long. Hey, try to get Amy.
Amy will
Amy's
be
awesome.
Up at some point.
Good.
Yes. So
good.
I just do not know when.
Okay. Good deal.
All right. Well, we'll take a timeout here. We'll come back and. Once I walk around during this break, who knows what trades happen after that. I'm just going to get upset. We get more stuff to happen here. But
yes.
Derek Kramer down here live at Harbor Center. TJ Luckman and Josh Schmidt will be joining in, rotating in at some point here later on in this program. Brayton Wilson, Joe Kelly at our Amherst studios as we cover the NHL draft. And it's brought to you by Fiegel Carr and Joyce, your border attorneys, by New York's Outlet Liquor when you need to stock up. It's a place to buy a case, What's Your Outlet, and by Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods, Dash's Market. I'm going to take a Tums. We'll take a timeout. More NHL draft coverage coming back here on the other side on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Go back 12 months ago, and we're open to these things. You always balance. We want to make sure we're putting a player in a position to succeed, but this is a player that we have really high expectations for, and we think is closer rather than further away.
We'll kick to it. Day two of the NHL draft. That was Kevin Adams talking about their first-round pick from yesterday, Konstas Helenis, as Buffalo has already made their second-round pick and made a trade with the other one that they had. Brayton, would you like to recap what we have going on here with the Buffalo Sabres through their second round of, we'll call it events?
Yeah, so the Sabres traded the 43rd overall pick that was originally their pick to the Washington Capitals. They acquired Beck Malenstein, who is a bottom six forward at the NHL level. And he's just a guy that is a more of a defensive, responsible type of forward. He plays penalty kill, blocks shots, delivers plenty of hits. Maybe, as Paul said, and I agree with Paul, maybe a little bit of an overpayment in terms of the player that they acquired for the 43rd pick. But nonetheless, they are trying to kind of fill out the bottom part of the lineup with some nice physical presence, defensive, responsible type players. 42nd overall, the pick they acquired from the San Jose Sharks in the trade on Thursday. That saw them also moving down three spots in round one. The Sabres went out and selected defenseman Adam Kleiber from the Lincoln Stars in the USHL. Kleiber is considered a mobile defenseman who's also very responsible and balanced in duties in both the offensive and defensive zone. 26 points in 56 games this past year in Lincoln in the USHL and is committed to play at the University of Minnesota Duluth as a freshman this upcoming fall. 6'5", 214 pounds, a right shot defenseman born in the United States. Then Sabres are up in 7 picks, if my math is correct.
By the way, me getting up to stretch and walk around is undefeated right now because Vegas traded Logan Thompson to Washington for picks. The Capitals are very busy today.
I'm telling you, just go for a run. Maybe that will help.
Just get the pregame run exercise going
go
on.
Go referee. Do something. You know, go.
No, Lesikowski's got this. You said that, and he literally just called a tripping call.
Oh, we're just manifesting things, it looks
yeah,
like.
We are we are just creating reality today.
Yep.
I love this. But it was a legit trip. It was a good call. I'm scouting the refs here. I like the call. It was a good call. There was a nice trip at the blue line, and that's unfortunate.
All right, Gene Steratore in the booth, everyone. Giving his analysis.
We don't need more of that stuff.
No.
Anyway, going back to it, though, it looks like there's a lot of activity now going on here on the trade front. So I'm not going to say anything else about like the inactivity of Adams and being capability so far of not making that high-profile move. But now that other teams are moving and shaking, there's no excuse for other teams don't want to trade assets.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. Sorry, I got to butt in here. The Montreal Canadiens with the 70th pick, they took Atos Koivu, son of Saku Koivu.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
6 picks till the Sabres now. Things are moving.
Atos Koivu is going to go play for his dad's team.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a family affair. We're just seeing that happen.
It's very. I mean, it's similar to the Coyotes situation a few years ago when they decided to take Shane Doan's son, Josh.
Yeah.
Hey, longtime fan favorite.
You're a fan of the genetic line. Mm. See if you can replicate.
It's fine.
See
yeah.
See if you can do it. There's been, there's solid history sometimes. It depends on the families of players being able to carry it on in future generations. So why not take a swing? And especially with a third round pick too, that's not a
right.
That's not a bad step
right.
in the
and,
dark.
And Atos Koivu is I think picked exactly where he was projected to be. He's more so a guy that's got he's more of a goal scorer than his dad, where his dad was more of like the all around nice playmaking type of like second line center, probably first line center, in a pinch when needed. But Atos Koivu is definitely more so of the goal scorer that will need to develop more of his overall game as he continues to progress through junior levels and maybe the professional level over in Finland. But there's a lot of potential there, and the Canadians know Saku, so why not take the shot on his son?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I've been told we do have sound of Buffalo's second-round selection there in Kleiber. So, Evan, I do believe we got that correct?
Yes, we do.
All right, why don't we go to Buffalo's second-round pick here and hear from the prospect.
What were your emotions when you heard your name called?
Just pure excitement. So grateful for this opportunity and to be able to spend it with my family. It's just awesome.
What happened this season? You were the notable prospect, but you went from 60th to 34th, I think, in the rankings. What happened during the year?
I think I just worked really hard, through the whole year, and just try to make it my goal to get better every day. And I think it was just kind of a natural progression of just kind of working hard and just taking each day by day. And I think that was it.
How did the USHL help you in that goal of getting better developing for the NHL?
Yeah, I think in Lincoln especially, we have great coaches and great resources there. Rocky Russo and D coach Mike Sinnell, I think they really helped me a lot. And I think just kind of showed me how to be a pro and take every day, you know, treat it as a pro and try to make the most out of it.
How did your skating become such a strength in your game?
I think I just worked on it a lot over the summer. I think I kind of prioritized it a lot and just try to make it something that I could make more of an asset for myself. And I just think kind of working on it in the summer helped me out a lot with it.
How would you describe your style overall?
A two-way defenseman. I can shut down other teams' top players. I like to break out the puck well and can join the rush.
What was your impression at the combine?
It was fun. It was good to see like old guys that, you know, from the CHL that, you know, you played with tournaments when you're younger, like the Brick, and just kind of see like old friends that, you know, from the NTDP and things like that. So it was a good experience, and I was happy I was able to go to it.
As a defenseman, what's your reaction joining an organization that has a few guys in the NHL that are pretty accomplished?
Yeah, I know they got a lot of great defensemen like Owen Power and Dahlin, and they just got Byram, so I'm excited to hopefully join and have the opportunity to play for the Sabres one day. I know they're a team that's ready to win and is going to win soon, so I'm just excited for the opportunity.
Do you remember much about your conversation?
Not really, no. No, I don't.
When you look at having a team like Power, Dahlin, Byron, they have a lot of offense, you know, what does that do for you going through your organization now, being able to watch some of those guys and, you know, look at tape and just
Yeah, they got a lot of offensive defensemen on their team. I think that's something I can learn from them to add to my game. I think I'm a really good defensive defenseman, and I'm just trying to become more of a complete player and be a little bit more offensive. So I think watching those guys will help me out a lot.
How can going to Minnesota Duluth help you take that next step?
I think Coach Sandlin, he's a very good coach. He, I think, especially at Duluth, they breed a lot of defensemen, and they're very good at developing those guys. And I think Coach Sandlin, he has a really tight structure and make sure guys don't cheat the defensive side. I think kind of refining that and making sure that I can play that side really well will help me get to the NHL and hopefully kind of have that role of defending other teams' top players. Yeah, I know he's a tough coach and he demands a lot, and the NCHC, it's a great league in college hockey, so I'm just excited to kind of dip my toes into that league and get started.
Who are some of your favorite NHL defensemen?
I've always liked Makar and Adam Fox, and I know they're more offensive guys, but you know, I've always liked watching those guys, and kind of this year I liked watching Faber a lot too. I'm kind of a guy who went under the radar and then this year kind of just exploded, so in terms of offense and kind of running the power play, so I think it was really cool to watch him.
You said you prioritized your skating last summer. What that look like in terms of, I guess, the routine or the hours that were?
Yeah, I think just kind of working on mechanics a lot in the summer and just kind of working on strength and just kind of making sure that it was at your focus, kind of not going through the motions, but trying to make every rep count. Score a goal, yeah, score a goal.
How do you feel about your physical side of the game?
I think I can be physical. I think it's something I want to keep working on. And, just kind of being harder to play against, but yeah, I think it's a tool that I have, and I'm just going to keep using it to the best of my ability. Awesome.
Thanks, everyone.
Congrats. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. That was the Sabres pick from today. What's his last name? Completely, I forget
Adam
the pronunciation.
Adam Klaber. And
the Sabres just made another pick.
Yes.
While we were listening to that audio.
Yeah, the Sabres traded up from 76 to 71 with the Colorado Avalanche, and they took winger Brody Zimer out of the United States Development Program.
Yes.
With that pick. And according to Elite Prospects, with Zimer, puck touches are shorter but numerous. He plays the short range, give and go passing game, but also finds the cross slot threats inside space. He deceives defenders. Without it, he deftly redirects passes through opponents into space. Elite Prospects also considers him a heavy shooter, possesses a powerful shot, which can lead to goals directly to create rebound opportunities, and also has strong leadership skills and takes on great responsibility on and off the ice.
I like the right winger pick here, I'm going to be honest with you. Depth on the offense, I think
is something you're looking for as a Sabres fan, especially losing some key guys, maybe the Jeff Skinner buyout incoming as well. I know he's 18. He's not going to play right away, but over time he might be able to fit into a slot like that. So it's just pretty interesting.
For Brody Zimer, he is going to be going to the University of Minnesota to play for the Golden Gophers as a freshman this upcoming season. With the U.S. National Team Development Program, quick math here in my head. I'm terrible at math. He played 88 games with the program, putting up 35 goals and 59 assists for 94 points combined.
All right.
Between the National Team Development Program and the United States Hockey League team, which they play all of the other teams, including Adam Klaber. So Zimer and Klaber played against each other in the USHL, and they will also be playing against each other at the collegiate level, too. So
yes. So it shall
be interesting. Great little rivalry there.
Perfect.
Coming up. He was also team captain for the Under-18 World Championship team this past year with Team USA that won silver medal, losing to Canada.
Got some leadership skills, though, too. It's not
the
bad.
The official trade from the Sabres is they've acquired pick 71 for Colorado in exchange for picks 76 and 161 in this year's draft.
That would be the selection that they got from the Kyle Okposo trade.
I do believe so. That is correct.
So.
Thanks, Okie.
Yeah. You know, you know what? The Sabres are making trades right now. I'm not going into despair again. We're not doing it. We had that moment. It was a moment of weakness. I'm okay now. So
you took the Tums. You're fine. You've come back.
Tums, the indigestion is gone.
Yes.
I walked everything off.
Acid reflux is
hey,
no more.
I walked away and trades were made again.
That's what I'm saying.
Seriously, I just got to keep taking laps right now and getting myself loose because this is clearly working.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
By the way, there was an autograph session at the Sphere.
Yes.
For Logan Thompson, who had obviously since been traded.
Really?
I don't think he's going to be there.
No?
I don't think so.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was for...
Would you still appear?
It would be 10... Yeah. It was set for 10 a.m.
10 a.m. their
Vegas
time?
Yep, 10 a.m. their time. And
in 15
I don't know.
Minutes.
Maybe you do it, maybe you don't, but like... You
yeah,
know,
I would still do it.
We'll have to get Paul's drone over there, see what they can see. See if they pick anything up.
I can't wait for somebody to create a burner account for Paul and just it's called Paul's drone.
Paul Hamilton's drone.
Hey, you know what? I'm for that. I'm for Paul Hamilton's drone.
Oh man,
P Ham's drone
in the Vegas Sphere. Another trade alert. The Devils are on the clock, so it must be.
Yeah, teams are getting active now, and this is exactly what you would think would happen in day two.
And we saw player trades too, which we didn't see at all yesterday. So
yeah.
You know, it's starting. We're waking up a little bit here.
Yeah,
they traded
it was
with
early
the Capitals. The Capitals are on the clock.
So the next pick. Sorry, for the next pick, the Sabres will pick at 108, and then immediately followed by 109. So we've still got some time before the next
Washington
Sabres pick coming up.
Washington is active.
Yeah,
today.
The Washington Cap friendly is pretty active today.
Yes, they are. Oh, why you gotta do that? Why you gotta do that to me?
Ooh. You're just taking the knife, Joe.
I know.
And you're just
twisting
consistently
it.
Yep. Stabbing me now.
Yep.
Cap friendly is a cherished item, and these I want to use some really naughty
words.
Capitals. I'm not going to because I would get fired. but they decided to take away something that every NHL fan loves, and the Capitals are like, no, right. We hate it that people can access this information.
I gotta reel this back in before Brayton goes on the rant. It's his turn.
I'm good. Sorry.
We gotta make sure that the feelings don't come back up about Cap Friendly. We'll take a break. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Day two coverage continuing here of the NHL draft. Brayton Wilson, Joe Kelly, Derek Kramer, all here with you. Evan's on the board. Paul is at the Sphere. Everything's going on here today. And, of course, the reminder that coverage of the NHL draft on WGR is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's a place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods, Dash's Market. We'll be back in a flash here. You're listening to NHL draft coverage right here on WGR. Welcome back, NHL Draft Day 2. of the NHL Draft here. Coverage of the NHL Draft on WGR. Once again, it's brought to you by Fiegel Carr and Joyce, your border attorneys. By New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by Dash's Market. Shout the family of finer foods. Dash's Market. Derek Kramer here with you down at Harbor Center in Buffalo for day 10 of the 11-day power play. And now sitting to my right is the co-founder of the 11-day power play, Amy Lesikowski, sitting here with me. Amy, good afternoon, and it's good to see you again.
Hi, Derek. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Amy, the big thing here, it's day 10 with the 11-day power play, and we're just making sure that we get things going here, and we go out on a high note here. The goal, I do believe, was 1.7 for this year.
It sure is.
And, of course, we're seeing, hopefully, that we can get to that goal there. Where are we looking right now?
We are inching up on 1.6 million. And we're hoping to get to that 1.7. It's really important. At this point, every dollar matters. And we hope that donations continue to come in. We also have the ability to sell merchandise for 11 straight days. So anybody that wants to participate can come on down and buy some merchandise.
I'm going to try something real quick here. We got a little technology issue here with one of the headsets here, but we're going to do a quick swap. But Amy, right here, though, with everything that has gone on, how Harbor Center has been able to treat this event year in and year out. But also, I love the new wrinkle this year of the post-game interviews. Do you mind just bringing up the brainchild on that, how that came to be, and how you guys have been liking it so far?
Well, everyone that participates in the 11-day power play has their reason. The reason why they play, they fundraise, they want to support the cancer cause. So we wanted to give the player of the game the opportunity to do an interview with Mike or I or one of our staff, and it's been going fantastic. Each player of the game receives a towel, branded 11-day with our patches on it, just like Hockey Night in Canada. So it's been fun. You know, everyone has a reason why, and we're hoping that it gives people opportunity to share.
So, of course, one of the big things about this is, you know, giving back to the community, obviously taking down cancer one step at a time. And what's next? Like, what is one of the... it's more just more or less like throwing this one in the air. You can answer this. You can keep it quiet if you want. But what's next possibly here for the 11-day power play going forward?
Well, we clearly are not going to stop. We want to be able to obviously support Buffalo in every way we can, our local families battling. You know, we do have plans to expand. We get asked that often. We're not quite ready to release where and how. And, you know, we have some more work to do. But we've been working on plans since 2020. We had some downtime that year, even though we continued to play street hockey. We were working on some plans. So that's been going on for 4 years now. So we're the type that really needs to make sure that we have things in, you know, ducks in a row, and we you know, hit, if we're going to do something, we do it. You know how we are.
Yes.
We do it, we go hard. So we have some, you know, information will come out probably in the next year about our plans.
All right, I like that. Amy, of course, closing ceremonies start when tomorrow? And if you can make it, please do. It's always a big deal. It's a ton of fanfare for when the 11-day closes out. What time is that at tomorrow?
So between 6 and 9 p.m. at Harbor Center. It's open to the public. Our top fundraising teams actually play with the Sabres alumni for an hour. And it's, you know, welcome to the, you know, anybody's welcome to come down. Our merchandise is still for sale. So if people want to purchase anything and help us get the 11-day power play out there, we've got lots of great merchandise with our new logo. What'd you think of our logo this year?
I like the change of the, you know, the circular logo with that to you know, give a little bit more diversity with the logos. Maybe then we can get primary, secondary jersey logos now going into the future. We got the font writing this year for the jerseys. I do like that as well. So it's not just one, it's two logos, I would say, so to say, when it comes to representation of how the 11-day is able to market itself here this year. We got the font logo, and now we've got the secondary logo there as well. So I'm liking it. A little bit more branding for the 11-day, and we're happy to be a part of it every year.
you know, we have players that return, like you. Your team comes back every year, and we want to make sure that we change it up the best we can, make it a little different. But as far as tomorrow night, you know, we welcome anybody to come down. What is really exciting is we have a 50-50 going on. Mm-hmm. The Buffalo Junior Sabres reached out to us, Larry Playfair. I said, how can we help? You know, we do this 50-50. We'd like to have the 11-day be the beneficiary for the month of June. Mm-hmm. So that's been going on, and it's a minimum split pot of $5,000.
Nice.
So it'll support the 11-day, and a lucky winner will receive the other amount. And you can go to 11daypowerplay.com, and we have on the tab the 50-50 information.
I'm told, my sources tell me that Sabres alumni list is lock and key, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this from you, am I?
Well, it does change up every day. You know, the Sabres alumni are busy, and it's summertime, so, you know, they always come through for us, and it's always going to be a surprise.
One way to find out who's going to be playing tomorrow. It's to come on down. Amy, thank you for taking the time, as it looks like we've got the third hour here for is it the third hour or is it the second hour here for this?
It's going to be the third hour.
Third hour here.
How's Mike doing? Roughing?
He's got, you know what? He's okay. The stripes, I'm looking at possibly tweeting, grading the refs or scouting the refs and saying he's been doing a solid job here, probably better than what we get on NHL most nights. Hey-o! He's of course out there and he's made a couple good calls.
Awesome.
Amy, thank you for taking the time, as you guys always do with us. We're happy to be a part of it here as a station, and even me personally. It means a lot to all of us that we're able to do whatever little we can on the ice. But it's off the ice, raising the money, getting it out there, that's the part that really does end up mattering. How we play on the ice, that part doesn't matter. It's just get through it, grind it out, and try to do something for a great cause.
You guys have always been great helping us get the word out, so thank you.
All right, Amy, we blew up the break. We got to get through there and get back on track here. More NHL draft coverage from Harbor Center coming up next. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back, NHL Draft Day 2. The NHL Draft here. Coverage of the NHL Draft on WGR. Once again, it's brought to you by Fiegel Carr and Joyce, your border attorneys. By New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by Dash's Market. Shout the family of finer foods. Dash's Market. Derek Kramer here with you down at Harbor Center in Buffalo for day 10 of the 11-day power play. And now sitting to my right is the co-founder of the 11-day power play, Amy Lesikowski, sitting here with me. Amy, good afternoon, and it's good to see you again.
Hi, Derek. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Amy, the big thing here, it's day 10 with the 11-day power play, and we're just making sure that we get things going here, and we go out on a high note here. The goal, I do believe, was 1.7 for this year.
It sure is.
And, of course, we're seeing, hopefully, that we can get to that goal there. Where are we looking right now?
We are inching up on 1.6 million. hoping to get to that 1.7. It's really important. At this point, every dollar matters, and we hope that donations continue to come in. We also have the ability to sell merchandise for 11 straight days, so anybody that wants to participate can come on down and buy some merchandise.
I'm going to try something real quick here. We got a little technology issue here with one of the headsets here, but we're going to do a quick swap. But Amy, right here, though, with everything that has gone on, how Harbor Center has been able to treat this event year in and year out. But also, I love the new wrinkle this year of the post-game interviews. Do you mind just bringing up the brainchild on that, how that came to be, and how you guys have been liking it so far?
Well, everyone that participates in the 11-day power play has their reason. The reason why they play, they fundraise, they want to support the cancer cause. So we wanted to give the player of the game the opportunity to do an interview with Mike or I or one of our staff. And it's been going fantastic. Each player of the game receives a towel, branded 11-day with our patches on it, just like Hockey Night in Canada. So it's been fun. You know, everyone has a reason why, and we're hoping that it gives people opportunity to share.
So, of course, one of the big things about this is, you know, giving back to the community, obviously taking down cancer one step at a time. And what's next? Like, what is one of the – it's more just more or less like throwing this one in the air. You can't answer this. You can keep it quiet if you want. But what's next possibly here for the 11-day power play going forward?
Well, we clearly are not going to stop. We want to be able to obviously support Buffalo in every way we can, our local families battling. You know, we do have plans to expand. We get asked that often. We're not quite ready to release where and how. And, you know, we have some more work to do. But we've been working on plans since 2020. We had some downtime that year, even though we continued to play street hockey. We were working on some plans. So that's been going on for 4 years now. So we're the type that really needs to make sure that we have things in, you know, ducks in a row, and we you know, hit, if we're going to do something, we do it. You know how we are.
Yes.
We do it. We go hard. So we have some, you know, information will come out probably in the next year about our plans.
All right. I like that. Amy, of course, closing ceremonies start when tomorrow? And if you can make it, please do. It's always a big deal. It's a ton of fanfare for when the 11-day closes out. What time is that at tomorrow?
So between 6 and 9 p.m. at Harbor Center. It's open to the public. Our top fundraising teams actually play with the Sabres alumni for an hour. And it's, you know, welcome to the, you know, anybody's welcome to come down. Our merchandise is still for sale. So if people want to purchase anything and help us get the 11-day power play out there, we've got lots of great merchandise with our new logo. What'd you think of our logo this year?
I like the change of the, you know, the circular logo with that to you know, give a little bit more diversity with the logos. Maybe then we can get primary, secondary jersey logos now going into the future. We got the font writing this year for the jerseys. I do like that as well. So it's not just one, it's two logos, I would say, so to say, when it comes to representation of how the 11-day is able to market itself here this year. We got the font logo, and now we've got the secondary logo there as well. So I'm liking it. A little bit more branding for the 11-day, and we're happy to be a part of it every year.
You know, we have players that return, like you. Your team comes back every year, and we want to make sure that we change it up the best we can, make it a little different. But as far as tomorrow night, you know, we welcome anybody to come down. What is really exciting is we have a 50-50 going on. Mm-hmm. The Buffalo Junior Sabres reached out to us, Larry Playfair. I said, how can we help? You know, we do this 50-50. We'd like to have the 11-day be the beneficiary for the month of June. Mm-hmm. So that's been going on, and it's a minimum split pot of $5,000.
Nice.
So it'll support the 11-day, and a lucky winner will receive the other amount. And you can go to 11daypowerplay.com, and we have on the tab the 50-50 information.
I'm told, my sources tell me that Sabres alumni list is lock and key, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this from you, am I?
Well, it does change up every day. You know, the Sabres alumni are busy, and it's summertime. So, you know, they always come through for us, and it's always going to be a surprise.
One way to find out who's going to be playing tomorrow.
Is to come on down.
It's to come on down. Amy, thank you for taking the time, as it looks like we've got the third hour here for is it the third hour or is it the second hour here for this?
It's going to be the third hour.
Third hour here.
How's Mike doing? Roughing?
He's got, you know what? He's okay. The stripes. I'm looking at possibly tweeting, grading the refs or scouting the refs, and saying he's been doing a solid job here. Probably better than what we get on NHL most nights. Hey-o! He's of course out there, and he's made a couple good calls.
Awesome.
Amy, thank you for taking the time, as you guys always do with us. We're happy to be a part of it here as a station, and even me personally. It means a lot to all of us that we're able to do whatever little we can on the ice. But it's off the ice, raising the money, getting it out there, that's the part that really does end up mattering. How we play on the ice, that part doesn't matter. It's just get through it, grind it out, and try to do something for a great cause.
You guys have always been great helping us get the word out, so thank you.
All right, Amy, we blew up the break. We got to get through there and get back on track here. More NHL draft coverage from Harbor Center coming up next. You're listening to WGR.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.